This is RSVNB Update, episode 142, recorded Thursday, February 28th, 2008, the FunOrb Experience. Hello, everybody. It's that time of the week when we all gather around. I guess your iPod headphones, if you're listening on an iPod.
Who gathers right in their iPod headphones?
Yeah, everyone does.
Like people who live in like areas where they don't have iPods.
Yeah, people share. Like in the high schools and whatnot, you see people in the hallways sharing an iPod.
I can just imagine little Eskimos crouching around an iPod listening to RSVNB updates, even though they don't have a computer and they've no idea what it is.
Well, yeah.
Podcasts,
or you
how
get,
would they get
or
the show?
Or you could be gathering around your big hi-fi TV sound system thing and listening to RSVNB Update in like a surround sound mode, even though we only have one channel.
Nobody's set enough to do that.
See, we could, if we wanted to, we could apply filters to make it sound like we're coming from in front of you or behind you or on the right
I'm
or on the left.
Behind you.
Yeah, maybe I should look in how to do that. Add in extra filters.
Nobody would use it, so it's no point. Don't bother.
But it would be fun to listen to, if I was on their right side, and if we wanted to like do a rant or something, we could go right in front of them. You know,
Shane is on the political left because he is a filthy liberal.
No.
Shane is a filthy liberal.
No.
Talking of filthy liberals, before we get started, there is something we must address. It was Shane's birthday yesterday.
How does that have to do with filthy liberals?
Because you are a filthy liberal and it was your birthday yesterday. Anyway, happy birthday, Shane.
Why, thank you, Brad. Why, thank you. Yeah, apparently...
I had to say that all the beginning or I was afraid I would forget.
Oh, okay, that's good. Back to politics for a second. Last night I was talking to Chief Snake about...
Stefan Dion.
No, about his... position of politics in New Zealand and how it's a woman prime minister and whatnot, and how he is talking about like airbrushing of the picture and stuff. So I showed him a picture of Stephen Harper, and he said his eyes look pretty scary.
Stephen Harper molests small children.
We've been through this before, so I think it's time we should get going, unless you want to start like a political show or something.
Stefan Dion wrestled a bear. Would Harper do that? No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, well, the Liberals have been supporting conservative everything.
Okay.
They don't want to fight an election.
I think about 100 people have stopped listening so far since we started ranting on this, you know, stupid tirade of political crap that nobody really gives a shit about, so I think we should get on with what we're supposed to do before we, you know, just lose everybody altogether and we just talk to ourselves.
Changes to Vine Sweeper and more in that case.
But it's still crap.
Yes, it is, actually. They adjusted the XP, so it's a 1-to-1 ratio for points, so I guess if you spend lots of time there, but truthfully, you'd be better off going to buy some tree seeds. Yep. Mrs. Vinken, your old school teacher, has reduced seed prices. The price of flags has also been reduced. Rabbits have been made bigger, and the speed of the rabbits has also slowed down to make them easier to catch.
So they've genetically modified the rabbits.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Sick
that's
bastards.
It. Why? What's wrong with genetic engineering?
Little bunny rabbits. I don't know.
Did you ever get a bunny rabbit as a pet?
No, but it's a chance to put down Jagex. So you know.
How's your bird?
I'm gonna throw aside any my bird. Excuse me.
Yeah, your bird.
He's fine. Yeah,
that's
fine,
good. That's good. That's good. So would you go see Vine Sweeper and go visit your old school teacher, Mrs. Vinken, again?
She's not my old school teacher.
Well, we had a discussion about that last week.
I don't remember last week.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't remember yesterday.
Oh, someone at
remember
your door?
No, why?
Because I heard like a banging or something.
That was probably me accidentally touching the headpiece.
Okay.
Never mind. This show has probably been the most incoherent 10 minutes of my
life.
Yeah,
I would have to say so about that, but...
Let's try and regain some stability.
Okay, in a nutshell, Vinesweeper is still crap.
It's still crap. Don't bother. Just don't bother.
Even if someone like me who has 99 farming is saying it's crap, it's best not to waste your time. Better off to go do something else, like mine a rock or climb a tree or something along the lines of that. Okay, that's that. That's it for that. Friends list changed. What do you think? Do you like the way it looks, or?
It seems to me, even though I only looked at it for about 10 seconds, you know, because I felt obligated to since I'm on the show, that all they did is change the text.
Yes.
The font does look cool.
I don't think it fits RuneScape, that font.
No, it looks too cutting and high-tech. And
exactly.
And sleek, and RuneScape is none of those things.
And RuneScape 132, RuneScape 77, RuneScape 101, those are interesting.
RuneScape 101.
Yeah, the world numbers, not the course.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just think this is a foreshadowing something to come, like, say, for instance, Mechscape. You remember that? About Mechscape?
It's like a crappy sci-fi game.
Version of RuneScape or whatever.
Star Trekscape.
Yeah, I might play it if it had a Klingon in it or something, but...
Oh, Christ.
But, I don't know, I think that might be coming. Anyway, speaking of things that have been in development, Fun Orb was released this week.
Was it released on your birthday?
Yes, that's a birthday gift I got, sadly.
What a shitty birthday gift.
Yeah, you want to go play chess?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You go to funorb.com.
Okay, chess play. How do I find you to play it with you?
We hit play. Wait
okay,
for
well,
the...
it's loading. It's loading the game code. Okay, waiting for graphics, loading fonts. Okay, Funorb. Oh my god, this is exciting. Oh my. Oh my.
And it's purple.
Can I log in with my RuneScape
account? Yes, you log in with your RuneScape account.
Okay. Brad Woodward. Okay, I won't say my password on this show.
Why not?
Because, even though I... okay, I'm logging. Loading sound effects. Wow, this is riveting. I do sort of like the graphics, though.
Like the plasma ball thing, you know?
The music is gay. How do I turn it off?
There's a little slider there.
Oh, I see. Are you going to host a multiplayer game?
Sure.
Turn the sound off, Shane.
There we go.
Okay, hot seat multiplayer game. Okay. Okay, I've gone into a game.
Oh, you have to enter lobby.
Oh, crap. End game. Enter multiplayer lobby. Okay. No. Okay.
Create unrated game.
Find opponent. Oh, for God's sake. No, it's got me. It's put me into a game with somebody else.
Oh, how you do it.
Oh, finally. I just lost 50 ratings and I gave somebody else. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay,
okay.
Can we...
I see you. Send private message to Brad.
Why can't you invite me? I don't even see your game. You go back out to the lobby.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Go back out to the lobby and I'll try and invite you. Are you in the lobby?
Yes.
I don't see you on the list. Are you in chess? Look on the friends list. What chess number does it say I'm in? Chess 1?
Friends. You're on chess 5.
That's why we're having problems. Okay, I'll change to chess 1. I'll change to chess 1.
Okay.
That see, it's all cool now. It's cool.
Hey, there's a switch server button up there. I just noticed.
I'm switching server. Calm down. Right, okay. Enter multiplayer lobby. Okay.
There we are.
Create unrated game. Can you invite me now?
I see you. Ask to join. I right-clicked
it. Accept.
There we go.
Okay, let me set the rule. Like spectators, yes, who can join?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm bad at spectators.
Here we go. Ooh, heads. Okay,
you are playing as
well. I don't want to be white. I want to be black. I want to be black.
So how do we play chess?
Black goes first. Go on, go for it. No, actually, apparently white goes first. You don't know how to play chess?
No.
I'm gonna kick your ass. So currently, Shane is One, two. Changes 8 pieces to 2 down to me because I just rock.
And I've never played chess really before, so.
Oh, come on. I'm not a master. But I have played chess before, yeah. Where are you? Shane, move.
I'm trying to.
This is funny.
It told me to move there.
No, it didn't. You spaz. Okay, so now we've got to organize some crap to checkmate.
It said offering draw. I'm offering you a draw.
No, Shane, come on. Finish the match. Offering a draw and you've got 1 piece left. That's a really big thing to do, Shane. If you want to end this quickly, I suggest you go into the corner and let me checkmate you. I am not accepting the draw. I'm just going to get some of my pieces back so I can finish this easily. Leave that knight alone.
Why can't this guy move?
Guy.
The king.
He can only move one square in any direction, the king. I know how I can checkmate you really easily.
I can't move this king anywhere except these 2 spots.
That's probably because you can't move into check. I won! I checkmated you! Come on!
God. Okay.
White wins.
Well, they keep track of the moves. That's interesting. Well, that's it for Fun Orb. Was that fun?
I liked it because I won. If you know what I mean.
Let's see, what
and
other...
And you can also... At the end, you can watch all the moves again.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting.
I don't know. I'd have to say chess is the best game. 36 card trick, Soul Knight, Lexicomos, the track controller, Flea Circus, Monkey Puzzle 2. They need some, like, poker or something on there.
Yeah, poker.
Anyways, funorb.com, I don't know.
Are you gonna cut out and you're just going to leave some fun bits of our chess game?
Some fun bits of the Fun Orb experience.
Chess game, which Brad won, because Brad's cool.
That's because I don't have my computer to help me play chess.
My computer didn't help me. I kicked your ass.
Okay, moving on. Canadian membership fee reduced to $5. This is good.
Damn you, Canadian.
This is good because...
Is this because the recent strength of the Canadian dollar?
Yeah, the recent strength of the Canadian dollar and the fact that our goods and services tax is now 5% instead of 7%. Thanks to the lovely conservative government.
Stephen Harper should go die in a fire. Anyway.
So, yay good for us Canadian people. 7:30 was, oh my, that was just a bit too much compared to the American price. But it's even now, so that's good. Postbag from the Hedge. Nothing really favorite this month. There's a nice little map of a discussion called The Wise Old Plan, which contains a infiltration plan of Prifdina's submitted for the Wise Old Man by A Day in a Life.
I think, you know, this whole idea of Postbag from the Hedge has now been, you know, run into the ground and is now so crap they should stop doing it.
Yeah, I like the Player's Gallery more than the post pegs.
Like the God Letters they used to do. Those were better.
Yeah, those were fun. Didn't Zamorak or someone used to insult people or something?
Yeah, that was fun, insulting people.
Yes.
Fun.
Oh, and apparently the Wise Old Man still needs you. Wom needs you.
Sounds like something a pedophile would say to me.
So you're saying he's a pedophile?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I like the Wise Old Plan. It's interesting. And maybe it'll form the basis of a quest one day.
So it's too creative for Jagex. I don't like them to do anything reasonably sensible, is it?
Do you have any favorites?
No.
Okay.
Probably because I didn't read them.
Development Diary Quality Assurance Team. This was a good one.
Like the picture looks like a baby lion.
Where?
It is a baby lion. I can't believe nobody else can... Well, you're the only person I've seen It could be something like a leopard or a jaguar or something. But
a leopard.
Right, okay. I want everyone who is listening to this right now and who gives a shit, which, you know, probably isn't very many of you, to open up the development diary, the quality assurance one, scroll down, halfway down the page, there's a picture. And it's basically a lot of blue, green, and sort of grayish.
It's a picture
dots.
Of all the map squares in the Lumbridge area.
Map squares in the Lumbridge area, yes, right. Now, to the on the bottom left, you'll see Lumbridge Castle, which you can make out easily, which sort of looks like a retarded slice of bread. And then if you go just up from that to the right, mm-hmm. you have a building which looks like a neck. Then you go up a bit and you have an ear. And then you go across and down a bit and you have an eye and then a nose. It looks like a baby lion.
I don't
see it. Could nobody see this?
I don't know. Maybe you should take it and overlay a picture of a lion on it.
People listening to this, you know, prove my insanity right.
Okay.
It looks like a... Just look at it. It looks like... It does. It looks like it.
Okay, Brad. That's good.
I'm not crazy.
Okay. That's good. They also, in this diary... Wow,
diary. That's what you should call them.
Came out
we
with...
We are Doug X. This is our diaries.
They class the bugs into four classes. Class A, which is game breaking. Class B is
like
serious.
Drugs. Class
but
A,
not game breaking. Class C are typically typos, and Class D are confusing aspects.
So basically, the whole game.
Well, there's no game breaking bugs, so that's good. But there's 5 serious bugs, 30 typo bugs, and 1 confusing aspect in a mini game. Interesting. I wonder, that time that those people have started randomly dying, would that be considered a serious bug?
No idea.
But it's interesting to know how they do this, and whatnot. But 47 bugs apparently total in the game that need to be fixed. I don't know. Like, I think that there's this quote by one of the people on here, mod Chris L. He says, some might think that playing through content before it's finished comes out would spoil your enjoyment. For me, this isn't the case. You know, that's exactly how I'd feel in regards to the, to if they had, like, allowed members and people who play the game, like non-JX staffers, to take a look at the quality assurance aspect, you know? That's how I'd feel. Don't you feel the same?
Well, yeah, World of Warcraft has a system where before major updates are released, they put out a PTR, which is a public test realm, and basically you can download a copy of that and you can transfer any of your characters over to it, and you can play through any of the updates and basically test them.
Yeah, like, that would be fun. I don't know.
And they already do internal testing, but they just it's better for easier for them to do it as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And they also said why bigger updates are released later in the week is because they take more time to go through them on their staging area before they push them out to the people.
Why do so many have bugs then?
I don't know. It's just like they say it. Like, for instance, the example they give of fighting the Calphite Queen using a rubber chicken while spam clicking the dance emote. Like, there's just so many things that could come up that you can never take into account, you know? Like,
I think they should take that into account. I think it was fairly obvious from the offset that that was going to be a major problem.
Right, whatever you say.
I'm sorry, but if I was testing, that would be top of my list. We must check if there are any bugs while attacking the Calphite Queen with a rubber chicken while spamming the dancer mode.
So you'd do that if you were being paid to test that?
Yes, I would. That would be top of my list.
Okay.
I'm kidding about it, 'cause it was.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway, shall we move on to the poll?
The poll?
Yes.
With a
poll.
Well,
RuneScape quiz number 2.
RuneScape quiz number 2.
Which is the current monarch of Falador?
You didn't list it. I don't really care. Is it King Lane?
No.
That's seven and
no. It's Sir Mick Varzi, 55%.
Oh, I didn't get that. It's because I'm not sad.
What was the original name of Varrock?
Varrock.
A Varrocka.
Old Varrock.
A Varrocka.
Old Varrock.
No, a Varrocka.
Gloucester.
Yes, that's where you live.
My name is Ben. No, I live near Gloucester. I don't live in Gloucester. Gloucester is a shit.
You're right. You live in like a farm country.
No, I don't. What? Okay, whatever. What age of RuneScape are we currently in? Nobody gives a shit.
Fifth age.
I'm sorry, but only complete RuneScape nerds would know this.
The Black Knights are also known as the...
The Vamorok Zvarak Secret Palace Guard.
No. The Temple Knights.
Okay,
you see the
cares.
Second option, Kintra? That sounds like something out of Star Trek.
Nobody cares. Next question. What happened to all the Imkando dwarves? Their membership ran out.
No, they were destroyed during the God Wars.
How do you know this?
Because I know this. I read the thingies that come out.
Sad.
Finally, which of the following are Majorat? Vanakahard. Zamorak. Apparently, I don't know this one. Like,
I don't care.
People say Zamorak. Like, I don't understand the point of this poll. It's like,
I don't care. It's stupid. Jesus Christ.
You think?
I don't think it's stupid. I know it's stupid.
Okay, then. I think it's time to move on to questions, then, don't we?
Yes.
I got an audio question this week from Devo.
Yes, we have an audio question.
Yay!
I'm not sure why that makes me happy, but it does.
You like hearing people's voices.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Loading up the question. Question's armed and ready. Fire.
What kinds of things do you like to do to help pass the time while woodcutting or fishing in RuneScape? What about just passing time in real life? For me, it has to be listening to the update while playing RS, and for real life, I'd have to say playing the drums or listening to music. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
I love it when people say give up the good work. It validates my existence on this planet. No, it does not. Being sarcastic.
Okay, so what did you do when you used to fish?
Listen to music. I used to sort of browse in the background. I never used to pay full attention to the game, which is probably why I logged out.
Okay. Did you watch any movies?
By Jagex's definition, I'm breaking the rules. Because I remember seeing a forum post that said when you're playing RuneScape, you've got to be paying attention to the game all the time. Otherwise, you are exploiting.
Jagex, yeah. Idiot. When I was woodcutting, most of the time, I ended up on the forums, Dig, my Star Trek episodes, that kind of stuff.
No, I've never watched TV or anything, because I don't have that, can't concentrate on two things at once.
Really? So you must be ADD then.
Shut up. I can't concentrate on, if I was to, say, put a movie on or something, then I would start watching the movie and stop caring about fishing or woodcutting, and I would just get logged out.
Okay, what about real life?
To pass the time? Well, to pass the time, I play games. Or, I don't know. If I've got nothing else to do, like, none of my friends want to go out, or I don't need to go and buy anything, or I don't have anything else to do, and I'm just sitting home trying to find something to pass the time, I'll generally play computer games.
Anyways, I never run out of things to do.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you
never!
Do. Never! I envy you, Shane!
I have 3 servers to implement by Wednesday, midterm to study for tomorrow, lots of stuff to do on Saturday, so...
And you've got to scape it up.
Yes! I got to get 83 Slayer.
Why?
To go kill some spiritual mages for Dragon Boots to make some money.
Okay, Shane's got to scape it up. So Shane likes to scape it.
I don't know. Are we done with this question?
I think so. Thank you for the question.
Something wrong with your headset?
Why? Did I get quieter?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I won't do that.
Okay, that's good. Put it back to how it was when we were doing our little fun orb session.
Fun orb session, I said. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Brad and Shane. Hey, we could call each other Brain. Combine the two names.
That is so nerdy. I prefer to be Strad, honestly. Strad is cooler than Brain.
Anyways, when dressing, do you try and wear trendy clothes? Try and wear trendy makes of clothes and things from Kenny?
Not particularly.
No, I just wear whatever comes out of the closet first, you know?
I mean, I do care how I look. I wouldn't go out wearing anything, but I don't... Shut up. I'm not overly obsessed with brands or anything.
With what?
With brands, you know, like expensive names on my clothes. As long as it looks okay, I don't care what brand it is, and I don't care how much it costs.
That's a good attitude to have. Would you ever buy a $200 pair of shoes?
Yes.
My dad spent
way more than that on shoes. My dad spent £450 on shoes.
Really?
On a pair of shoes he hardly wears. My father, ladies and gentlemen, is an idiot.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
If he does, I would be very disturbed. And I'd probably stop doing this show.
Yeah, like that one time.
Shut up, Shane.
Anyways.
Do you prefer showers or baths? And that question is from Marking22. Do you think he's a teacher?
Why?
Marking.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
God, you're slow. Anyway, on to the question. Do you prefer showers or baths?
You first.
I prefer showers because they're quicker.
Oh, but the baths are so much more relaxing.
I'm sorry, right? But I don't see how sitting in a tub of dirty water...
It's not dirty.
It is once all the dirt comes off your body and is in the water.
Oh.
It's not. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Okay, whatever you say. Thank you, Marky.
Showers are supreme.
Right. Did you like the Call of Duty event? I had fun. What was your favorite moment from Sev? Well,
My favorite moment was when Shane... Oh, wait, I wasn't there.
Yeah, you should have come, though. It was great fun.
Oh, well.
Can you get live?
I could, but I don't really want to.
Oh, too bad. Well, let me start off, Sev, first of all, with saying something. I didn't, first off, appreciate you firing the RPG in our spawn at the first of every round when that kind of delayed our rush and advancement. Aside from that, it was pretty good. Like, there's this big gun, or the RPG, that you fire at the helicopters, and he fired and took out the entire team once.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was good. I got to hear Creepy for the first time, and you know, Creepy's never been on the show. He doesn't want to come on the show or anything like that, so that was interesting.
Yeah, he's fine about people hearing his voice on Xbox Live. That doesn't make sense.
As we did pretty good, actually. And we, like, you know, when you're playing a game with team damage, sometimes a teammate will come around the corner and you're not expecting him, and you kind of kill them, you know? Yeah, that happened a few times. But anyways, it was good. It was good. We'll have to do another one sometime. Next question.
Okay. Anyway, if you could pick any ancient civilization to live in, what would it be? And that question is from Schwan9. Anyone in which women are vastly inferior to men.
Really?
Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? I was just thinking it.
I don't know. I'd like to live in, like, an ancient time when the North America was first being colonized, you know?
I would like to live in... I'd like to live at the time they were having all the witch hunts, so I could run through the streets saying, I don't believe in God.
Wasn't that the 1600s or 1700s or something?
I'd say I wouldn't believe in God, and then they would burn me as a heretic.
That would be... You'd get first-hand evidence of what they do.
No, I really wouldn't. I have no great desire to live in any old civilization.
I'd want to go back to is the colonization times, or maybe the Second World War.
Second World War.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that like mad about this time, so I really wouldn't want to live in any other time.
What about the future?
To me, the world sucks.
Future?
No. No, Shane.
2900?
No.
Yes, you can travel to the
I'll
future.
I'll tell you what.
There's a story about this guy who was working on pipes under a sink.
I don't care.
And he crawled into his cupboard, and he kept crawling and crawling and crawling. Then when he got to the end, he saw light, and he was 20 years in the future.
What the? Did you make that up?
No, it was a story on Dig.
That's not true.
About
That's
yes, it was. It was a story about some European guy crawling, working on pipes. He
was
kept
he
reaching
Holland?
Further
he
and further, and then he crawled in, and when he got there, he was able to...
He's gone nuts.
No, I haven't. He was able to go see light and crawl through the cupboard and end up in the future.
Shane's gone nuts.
No, I haven't.
Shane's gone mental.
Let me find the story.
No, Shane is mental. Let's just move
That's
on.
That's true.
This is so hilarious. I can't believe
Let's see.
I can't believe you believe it.
No.
Some guy crawled into the back of his sink and ended up 20 years in the
yes!
future.
Yes! How to travel through time. Made popular 68 days ago.
You're mental. You are completely mental. I'm just going to have the... I've not laughed like this in ages.
That's the video.
Okay, I'm going to watch this.
I'll put it in the notes.
Shane, you're messed up. Okay, I'm going to read this next question. If Brad somehow became popular... Hey, that hurts. Which, I mean, he probably already is. And Shane went crazy and bought some kind of merchandise with Brad on it. Would Brad do the following? A. Would Brad plan to see Shane because he thinks he went insane, but since Brad would not let Shane in, if he came to visit, Shane would not let him in. Wow, that's a mouthful. Would Brad accept his popularity, or would Brad accidentally try to switch his identity, such as Will Smith or Brad Pitt? Now, first off, I don't think I could switch my identity to Will Smith since he's black and I'm white.
I think
white.
He'd do A.
I don't think I could switch to Brad Pitt because he's good-looking and I'm not.
That's good you admit that.
Admitting it? Oh, you're such an idiot. I guess he means if I became so popular that people started making merchandise with my face on it.
I think he'd do A, wouldn't you?
No, I would not plan to see you. I would accept
yeah,
my
Yeah, but
popularity.
It says he would not let him in.
Yeah, but... No, I would just accept my popularity and completely ignore you and act like you were never in my life.
Okay, bye-bye then.
Shane's hurt. Oh, Shane gets it.
That question was from Cubby 911.
That was an interesting question.
Yes, very.
I'd like to try to switch my identity, such as Will Smith, because I think that would make me cooler, but sadly, I'm not black, and I'm not willing to go to a Michael Jackson-esque vampire operation to become black.
Okay. Shane and Brad, anyone else who might be there, do you like doing advanced math, such as trig, calculus, college algebra, things like that, from Mikhail? So? Yes, no, maybe so.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Math sucks.
You can make very, very nice pictures with math. Like, it's just, like, the graphs of some functions are just very nice. So, yeah, I don't mind it. Brad doesn't, because, well, I don't know why. But I like doing it. I got a test tomorrow on infinite series and sequences. Basically, what you do is you get a sequence and you have to prove whether it's convergent or divergent. Divergent meaning it goes to infinity, which isn't a real number, or it's convergent and it converges to a specific number.
I want to kill myself. Please stop speaking.
Okay, moving on. Next one.
Okay. The next question. What do you think of the new PvP minigame will be? Sorry, what do you think the new PvP minigame will be? Use creativity. Do you think you will enjoy how this update will affect Jagex and the players of RuneScape? Are you looking forward to trying it out, or do you really not care? And that question is from DirtBikeKing06.
So, I have some ideas, but you can go first.
I think that's going to be crap. But I have an extremely low expectation of what Jagex does. I honestly have no idea what they're going to do.
It's going to be a single-player game. We're against a single person, obviously.
Well, like dueling.
Well, no, not yet. But if you're going to have an option, you're in interface to turn it on. And when you turn that checkbox on, your name will be added into a list. And then when someone else turns their name on, turns that option on, it'll pick someone else randomly who's been in that list. Basically, it'll be Bounty Hunter +++. And then once you go there, once you get that, you'll get the name of your person and what world that you're on, and your task will be to try and find them and kill them wherever they might be on RuneScape.
That sounds boring, unimaginative, and too much like Bounty Hunter.
It would just be, like, all over
boring,
the place, you know?
Boring,
okay, well, what's your idea, then?
I have no ideas, but I know that idea sucks.
Oh. Well, maybe what about a game where there's, say...
That sounds so wrong, Shane.
An inferior race of people and a superior race of people, and these guys are trying to hunt them. And you swap sides.
I have no idea what it's going to be, but as Jagex do with most things, I think they will mess it up.
Maybe they'll make it off like Counter-Strike Source or Half-Life and rename it to,
we're
going to
have an FPS. Yeah, that's really going to happen.
Well, based on the way FunOrb looks, I think it's possible.
No, Shane, just no. This is RuneScape we're talking about.
I don't know, but that's my idea. Brad doesn't have any. What time, if any, do you go to sleep at? And what is your nightly routine from Charlie900Diney?
Well, as you can imagine, it's currently 7 minutes to 10 p.m., and I'm tired or slightly tired already. But
wow.
It really varies. Sometimes I'm fine, and I'm not tired, and I can stay up to like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Or sometimes and you stay up till 4.
No, I've not stayed that up that late for a long time now. But anyway, lately, in the past couple of months, I've been going to bed quite early. I've been normally going to bed like 10, 11 at the latest. One night a few weeks ago, I actually went to bed at 7 p.m. and slept for 12 hours. So, it doesn't matter what time I go to sleep. I will generally wake up at the same time. I mean, I could go to sleep probably after we record and wake up at the same time, or I could go to bed at midnight and wake up.
Remember that time you stayed up for, what was it, 73 hours?
That was like 2.5 years ago, and I was completely insane for doing that.
Yeah, and you were racing you-know-who.
No, that wasn't that time. That was another time.
Okay. Have you done that again recently?
No, I would never do that again.
What's your nightly routine?
Well, generally I... Well, it depends. Usually about 10 o'clock I'll say goodnight.
To who?
My father. To my father.
Oh.
And then I will brush my teeth, wash my face, do all the usual nightly routine stuff. And
floss
then I
your teeth?
And then I usually come in...
Do you floss your teeth?
No.
Why?
Shut up, I'm talking.
You don't?
No, shut up, I'm still talking. And then I come into my room, sit down at the computer, usually talk to people for a bit. Then around 11 o'clock, maybe a bit later, I'll say goodnight to people on MSN. Sometimes I'll call friends before I go to bed and talk to them, because that's what I do at night. And then depending on it, if I'm tired, I'll go straight to bed. If I'm not tired, I'll usually watch TV for about half an hour, maybe an hour at the most. And then I'll go to sleep.
Okay.
At about, yeah.
Do you floss your teeth, or is that beyond your comprehension in England?
No, I don't floss my teeth, I just brush them.
What?
You sound like I've committed a mortal sin. I don't floss my teeth. What?
Everyone does that here.
Nobody does it here, because you lot are freaks.
Wow, okay. Yeah, well, as for me, I normally end up going to bed around, say, 11:30 to 12:30. First I decide when's the right time, then I go to the cleaning station, and then I come down here to close things off and pack up for the next day, and then I go to bed. That's about it. No TV or anything like that. So that's all I do. Thank you, Charlie990. The next question is from Hummerwar. Have you ever used Linux? If so, what is your favorite flavor? I call it a flavor because, not a distro, because Linux is tasty. So, Brad, do you ever use Linux?
Yes.
Oh, you do? That's good. What's your favorite flavor?
Strawberry, closely followed by mint choc chip.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, sorry, we're not talking about ice cream. I don't know. The only trout I've tried Meepis.
It's Meepis.
No, it's Meepis. And
Ubuntu? Is that the
yeah,
one?
Yeah, and Ubuntu.
Which one do you like better?
Ubuntu.
I see. I've used quite a few. I've used Linuxes, BSDs. That's really about it. Because macOS is based on the Darwin Project, which is a variant of FreeBSD, which is a variant of BSD, which is a flavor of Unix. And then in the other tree, the open source tree, you've got Linux. And the Linux tree, oh my god, I've used lots. SUSE, Mandriva, Fedora, Ubuntu, Zubuntu, Kubuntu, everything. Slackware. I've used lots. They're all the same once you really learn how to use them and whatnot, you know? Once you overcome the barrier that the shell is your friend and not your mortal enemy, it becomes a whole lot easier to use Linux. I remember when you were using live CDs trying to record because something happened to the Windows computer or whatnot.
Yeah, I was just booting off the RAM. That was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have a MacBook now in case something ever went wrong. You could just plug your mic into that and off to the races.
Yep.
That's what we got from Hummer War. That's it for questions on to tech news, I guess.
Tech news.
Much this week.
Pakistan declares war on YouTube.
See, Pakistan was going to try and block YouTube in the country because of blasphemous content considered offensive to Islam. I don't know. People were wondering when this happened because YouTube has never been down like that before without any kind of notification where they are, you know? So, that was a
YouTube
little
was
strange.
Down.
It was completely down.
All across
all
the world.
All over the world. Now,
why?
People thought it might have been a direct attack from Pakistan. But
Pakistan
it turns out
nukes at YouTube?
No. After it came out, like after more details surfaced, it was realized that basically there was a routing problem with the person who programmed it in to disallow it from Pakistan, and those changes propagated throughout the entire internet, so it was blocked for everyone. Now, it just shows how fragile the internet is, you know? Like, if a person in a country makes wrong routing changes, it affects the entire world, but I really don't think that websites should be blocked by, like, the Great Firewall of China or Great Firewall of Australia or Pakistan, you know? So, I just find this a little strange that they're doing this, but I guess that's why they haven't been accepted into the modern world yet. Like, why they still have these problems in their country with all the suicide bombers and whatnot, so I don't know. They say the site will remain blocked until further orders in Pakistan, so I'm sure you could find a way around it, but what would you do if they blocked YouTube in England?
I would cry for a bit and then I would move on.
Okay. It's just amazing how fragile the internet is like that. But anyways, moving on to something brighter. Firefox has been downloaded 500 million times.
Take that, Oprah fanboys.
See, I don't know. I was using Firefox 3, the beta, for a bit. It had some issues with me, so I went back to 2.
I said, if you used Oprah, I would never speak to you.
I know. So my choices were use Safari.
I stand by that threat.
Or go back to Firefox 2, which I did. So Firefox 2 is good, but if you're on the Mac, you really have no reason not to use Safari if you don't need the extensions that Firefox has to offer. So, I don't know. Go download Firefox a few times. Come on, everyone. We can crossbreed in browser land, because I know I use Opera for testing websites.
Wait a minute. Did you just say we can crossbreed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shane. I'm not into that sort of thing.
Yeah, so
sick bastard.
Go download Firefox. Finally, it's a little video that I found last night. Mac versus Linux versus PC and the way that those standard Mac ads are done on TV, so.
But Star Trek.
It's not Star Trek.
Sorry, why did I say Star Trek? That was freaky. South Park. Sorry, they're both They're both two-worded expressions, and they both start with F. I'm sorry, I'm human.
Hi, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC. Who the hell are you? Well, what do you think? Batman's nemesis? Frank Sinatra? Oh, the tap-dancing penguin from Happy Feet! I'm Linux, you idiots! Get the f*** here. Shut up, I'm awesome and you know it. Right. So, what's your favorite game? Well, I don't really like games, but... Oh, you edit movies then? I don't, but...
Excel spreadsheets?
No, but why don't you go and play with your servers, Linux? This is grown-ups talking. Oh, screw you guys. I gotta take a memory dump.
And then the map crashes with the beach ball thing.
That wasn't funny.
And then the Windows blue screens.
That wasn't funny.
Yes, it was. Because the Mac crashes, and then Windows blue screens.
That wasn't funny.
Why not?
Because it just wasn't.
It was.
It was sad on a veritable number
God
of levels.
Way. What's wrong with it?
It's just not funny, Shane. Oh. Rather sad.
Well, post in the comments if you think it's funny. First rant's for you then, Brad.
First rant is for you. Skippy is my nameless squirrel. That's right, we can't name our pets. Tell me, insert pet name here. Would you like to name your pets? Cats, dogs, geckos, crabs, dragons, vultures, penguins, squirrels, raccoons, and all the other pets cannot be named. Jagex, why can't we name our pets? Skippy is so sad that no one knows his name unless I tell them myself. In fact, I know for sure that some forum users would like to name their pets. I also believe that there's a thread about it. However, I also have another section, which is next. Skippy is afflicted. Thank God. I haven't even had him for a day, and already he's sick. All he says is this. Chitter, chatter, chatter, chitter. What? My penguin can talk. He tells me that this place is rather dull. It's much too warm here, and that this is fun, though I'm just standing around doing nothing. In fact, I believe all the other pets can talk. If I'm mistaken, please inform me. You can even have a conversation with the familiars. My honey badger, regardless if he's antisocial, has a better conversation with me than my precious Skippy. Now, for the people who say rude names, finally a way to get around the censor. No, Jagex would not permit you to name your pet rude and foul-mouthed names. My pet's names that want to speak out. Penguin, Timmy. Squirrel, Skippy, not the peanut butter. Forgot to feed my terrier puppy, and thus he ran away. Didn't like him much anyway. Platypus, Pink Pablo, courtesy of Dingo. So, like, stupid role-playing. I sort of agree with it, but I sort of don't, because I think this guy sounds retarded in the way he structured his rant. But, yeah, the general consensus, I do think that we should be able to name pets.
Yeah, I think so, too. What's your bird named?
George.
Okay. How's George?
I could sort of say that I didn't name him, but it's probably... I like the name George because of George Carlin.
Okay.
Do you know who George Carlin is, Shane?
No, not at all.
Oh, for God's sake. He's a comedian.
Okay. So does your bird make you laugh then?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway, so... Like, it does have a point that you should be able to name pets, but, you know, it's RuneScape and, well... They seem to forget things once in a while, so... I'm trying to think of what I would name my penguin.
Pengu.
Yeah, Pengu.
Pengu the penguin.
Or Linus, after Linus Torvalds, a Linux penguin.
Oh god, that's just nerdy.
But a pet squirrel? Those things can, like, bite your finger off. I wouldn't have to keep a pet squirrel around. You know?
Yeah, well, you're weird. What can we say?
Anyways, anything else on that rant?
No, I think that's all I've got to say.
Unless, maybe I should go get a pet, like, say, I don't know, a raven?
Quote the raven, nevermore.
How about I call it, yeah, maybe the Raven, because there's a Star Trek ship named the Raven. Crashed.
A poem called The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe is much better.
Yeah, I've read that before, actually.
Edgar Allan Poe is such a wonderful poet.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Like, the
everybody
suspense
go and
everything.
Everybody go and read Dreamland.
What's the one where he keeps the body under the floorboards?
I have no idea, but Dreamland is possibly one of the best poems ever.
Okay, on to the next rant, then. Hello.
Everybody go and read Dreamland by Edgar Allan Poe, that is all.
Okay. I've got an extremely simple rant. Why is that none of Armadale's followers are considered birds during Slayer tasks? If you go there and kill Kriara, the Armadale boss, you don't get Slayer XP, yet it's clearly a giant bird. Before I continue, I'd like to give 5 reasons why Kriara is actually a bird. 1. It has wings. 2. It 100% drops feathers. 3. It has a beak. 4. It makes bird noises when it attacks and when it dies. 5. It doesn't even yell at you in English. It makes random bird-looking sounds. Other boss declare their loyalty to their god and stuff. Yes, I was soloing, so Lutshare wasn't on. I realize Lutshare stops you from getting Slayer XP. If you have never seen Kriara, you can go see it on the order on this page. First off, you go to the manual, then area guides. Let's see, area guides on the site. Okay, there it is. And then you go to Dungeons, God War Dungeons, and Armadale. Okay, God War's Dungeon, where are you? Okay, Armadale's how do you pronounce that? Eerie? Armadale's what? Eerie? How do you pronounce
Armadale's.
That?
Ivory? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, that's definitely a bird, hey?
Your mother is a bird.
Okay, let's just focus on the show here. That is a bird. Okay. What if they are not birds? One final thing. The Zamorak boss and his followers are considered different demons. The boss is considered a lesser demon, for God's sakes. The mage sergeant is a black demon. I forget the other two. So don't say the God Wars monsters like Kriara and Aviancy cannot be simple tasks like birds. Solution, make Kriara and killing the 3 sergeants any spiritual monsters in Armadale's name give Slayer XP during birds tasks. Simple, right? What do you think, Brad?
This is like about an in-game issue, isn't it?
Yes. Because you don't get Slayer XP when you're fighting one of the Armadale creatures, which is a bird.
Well, is it like a bird in the? Is it like a mythical bird or is it?
No,
is it
it's like a big bird.
Well, then yes, surely you should get.
Like,
XP.
Look at the picture I sent you. It's a big bird.
Big bird.
Look at
it. Is it big bird? Is it big and yellow and used to be on Sesame Street?
No.
That would be cool.
You guys had that show there?
Oh, Shane, I'm sure we've discussed this millions of times. Yes, we had Sesame Street here. I never watched it, but I'm aware of who Big Bird
what?
Is.
What? You never watched it?
No, I never watched Sesame Street, Shane.
Why?
Not sure why I'm speaking in that voice either.
Okay. So, yes, I agree with this rant. Do you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, good. On to other things, then. New skill of the month, Hunter has been chosen. Sign up.
I wish I could read the text in italics, because it's hilarious.
Yeah, don't. But anyways, if we take a look at the current skill of the month, which is summoning, so far nobody has gained really that much XP in the past, in the past 10 days. Wow. The most XP gain has been, what, 66k in a day? Come on, people, you can do better. It's been completely, flatlined. Talarmond is winning with just over 1 million XP. Come on, someone, defeat him in the last day. Come on, Alex, do it.
Do it.
But yeah, Hunter Skill of the Month, sign up if you want to go trap some Chinchampas or Paya or Grenwall. New Informer will be out on Friday/Saturday, depending on which day we get the proofreading done, which day the articles get in, and it's like orchestrating a big band, you know, and making sure everyone's doing the right things and making sure nobody's late and making sure everything is prepared properly. Informer's lots of work, but I think it's worth it in the end.
I'd say that's an extremely retarded analogy, personally. But
why?
It's like a band.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Anyways.
Nothing like a band.
The new designers app we were talking about last week. What do you think of it now that it's become a reality?
I think it's very good.
Yeah.
I think, people have a lot of hard work.
RSBNB.com. Calculators are now integrated, but there's an option to pop it up in a pop-up calculator in case you are having withdrawal symptoms from the old design, so we kept that around. Show's latest RuneWire, high scores, RSBNB updates, RuneScape news, RSBNB Informer, so go check it out, RSBNB.com. And if you want to help RSBNB stay alive, click the Donate to Support RSBNB button. You can either sign up for a subscription or a one-time donation, enter your forum name, and you'll receive the donor rank. Just remember,
and you're doing service blue to RSBNB. Name.
Yes, blue name. So donate if you want to help RSBNB update and other RSBNB services stay alive.
Shane's a beggar.
No, I'm not. So what have we been up to, Brad? What have you been doing this past week?
I passed my driving test.
You what?
I passed my driving test.
Oh, that's good. So you're certified to drive like a tank now?
Drive a tank? No. You asked me this on MSN. But I have my car, so I've just been...
Oh, what kind of car?
Oh, it's some old crap. I don't really want to say because it's embarrassing. But it's
okay, tell me on MSN what it is.
No, I don't even know, okay? That's the saddest bit. I don't know what car it's on. All I know is it's old.
Do you know what make it is?
It's a Vauxhall, I think.
A what?
It's a Vauxhall.
Are those the ones you have to start with the sledgehammer?
Oh, shit. You're retarded.
Anyways, anything else?
No, really nothing
else. Okay. I've been writing exams.
That's fun.
And I've got another one tomorrow and servers to implement. So, yeah. I'm on RuneScape. I've just been doing herb runs and some herb lore. So, that's just fun, you know? Don't you just like herb lore?
No, I really don't.
Uh-huh. You know, it's really quite bad because yesterday, or 2 days ago, or let's see, Tuesday it would have been, I guess, super attack potions were 380 GP each. On Wednesday, they were 328. I guess it would have been Monday, because yesterday we were 319 GP each for a 3-dose super attack potion. Like, those have just hit the floor, you know? It's sad. Yeah. But I guess that's what happens after this last update in December, so... I don't know, anything else before we wrap this one up?
Happy birthday to
Shane. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday to Shane. Happy birthday to Shane. Star Trek is sad.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
That's it for RSBNB Update 142 for Brad at saidbybrad.com. And Shane. Goodbye, everyone. We'll be right back.
Jew.